Domus mea, Domus orationis vocabitur dicit Domini.
Of May 2019. We'll pray for some days the daily meditation of the Holy Scripture and we'll reflect about some spiritual themes. So we start today some meditations, how we can live our life better in the Spirit of the Lord, that our normal life can be penetrated by His Spirit. So that we are not at one hand connected with Him in our prayers, but when the natural obligations are coming, we are far away maybe. So it's a good challenge that the spiritual life should penetrate our natural life, that it will be a real good spiritual life. Spiritual life means that the inspiration and the formation of our life is coming through the Holy Spirit. Or better to say, the Holy Spirit is the leader of our life in the way that His gifts are working in us and going to transform us. It's one of the challenges, really. How can the normal day be penetrated by the Spirit of the Lord? In our Catholic tradition, we know about what we say, we will give all to the honor of God. That's very good. And God will, of course, take this. But even if we do this, it might be that in our daily life, we are more acting in a natural way. We do our work with power and with a lot of good things, but we will remain in a natural atmosphere of working without supernatural influence. So we can compare this a little bit with prayer. If we pray just with our mouth, we are connected with the Lord, but our soul will not so much be penetrated how it can happen in a contemplative prayer. So our question is, how can the daily life be more contemplative and have more a supernatural character? How can we be in touch with the Lord and not be seized by the dynamic of the work? So we don't notice so much the inner line and the inner relationship with our Lord. So we can look to Our Lady. She was a lot of years of her life in Nazareth as a mother and housewife. And we know with St. Joseph and Jesus. And we do not hear very much what she was doing. So we like a little bit to come closer in a way of meditation. We can easily think that the lady was penetrated from God, because when we see when she met the angel Gabriel and she was ready at once to follow the will of God without knowing what all will happen, this shows and demonstrates a very deep relationship with God. Of course, Our Lady was free from original sin, so she wasn't in the same state as we. Her heart was open for the Lord. Yes, her heart belonged to the Lord And if the heart is belonging to the Lord, then all what we're doing is concentrated to the Lord. God will remain in our memory, even if we don't think of Him with consciousness, because the love of God will also penetrate our subconscious. A heart relationship with God will lead us out of itself to an everlasting conversation with the Lord. And if we understand this relation of the heart to God as a basic, how the life can be penetrated by the prayer, then we also should know about ourselves, because this is belonging also to a spiritual life. It's important that we know about our sins, about our mistakes, about our incompleteness, because all this will connect us to ourselves and will let us not free to be with God. For example, if we always think of ourselves, then the power of love which we have is connected with our own person. And it might be that we look too much on our dark sides, or we go over them without remarking them. Also, it's an obstacle when we are too strong connected with our wishes and imaginations, so that our power of love is not connected to the Lord, but to fulfill our wishes. So we will continue tomorrow with this theme.
The communion verse we listen to says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, and everyone who in it asks will receive. Who seeks will find, and to whom knocks it will be opened."
Beati qui habitant in domo tua, in saeculum saeculi laudabunte.
Domus me. See you.